You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Welcome to Chelsea. Also, Katie from Russia. Now, you guys probably know by now that Katie from Russia has had a very uphill battle when it comes to dating and picking out guys and some of the results of those guys and some of the dating apps and everything.
I just don't like anyone.
So you have decided to try out for The Bachelor. Now, this is real.
Yeah.
This is not just a joke. Like, you're going to do it. Like, you have submitted.
I have officially submitted my application for The Bachelor show, you guys.
So how does that work? Like, do you submit and what do they ask for and who do you send it to?
Yeah.
So it's all online, first of all. And it's pretty basic questions like, what are you looking for and why are you applying, your name, your height, your weight? And then you also have to submit your social media links. And it's pretty open to everyone. I was not expecting it to be that easy. I was expecting them to ask for my social security or like my blood results or something like that.
Wow.
I was expecting it to be a lot harder. I don't know why.
It's weird they asked your weight. I'd be like, none your business.
Yeah, and then they said, we're not going to have you.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
They're going to be like, well, if you don't want to participate, we've got a lot deeper questions than that. And if you don't want to answer that question, then we're not going to have you on at all. So we'll just cross you off the list.
They asked me my age, too. I'm like, why would I tell you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course they asked that, too.
Okay,
yeah.
Your age. So what, okay, first of all, let me just recap in my mind. The Bachelor is where you go on with like 24 other girls or whatever, 29 other girls, and you fight for a guy. And they've been switching it around. Sometimes there's two people now. There's like two girls, like The Bachelorette. Yeah. There's two girls.
Usually,
it could be
one.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. Yes.
Yeah, we don't know. So
I'm aware of that.
I know Katie. Chelsea, you know Katie.
Yes, very well.
I don't know how well it would fly if you knew that one guy is going out with other girls around you and you have to play nice with the other girls in the house.
Yeah, I feel like 100% I would be the top hated.
You think you'd be the villain?
The
villain
of the show? I would not be the villain. I would not do anything bad to people. That's
you
for
wouldn't,
sure.
You wouldn't talk trash behind their back, I don't think. You talk
no,
trash to the
I would
face.
Talk trash to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be so mean to him.
And then he would kick you off. You wouldn't get a rose. And
you
then
never know. That might work on some men. That's how I got my first three boyfriends.
And where are they at now?
Aww.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, I mean,
maybe
different.
Katie would be like staring at them from the bushes when he's on a date with another girl.
Yeah,
she'd
and
be
he
like
would
in the
be
bushes.
Scared not to give me a rose.
Yeah, she'd
I'd
get
be like
the first impression.
You
rose.
Better, yeah.
Katie would get.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so this might sound terrible for a lot of people. Like, I don't know necessarily if you're going to find love on The Bachelor, but this might be really good for the show. Like,
That's
you might
true.
Have a chance because they're looking for a little bit of drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want different characters on that show or else people don't want to watch.
Mm-hmm. I would totally watch you. You would be my favorite.
Do you think I would win?
No.
Well, I think
not a chance.
I think you would leave the show because once you get to the fantasy suite time where there's like three girls and, you know, I think that you would just be like, no, I've had enough. I'm leaving. And then he'd chase after you and then he'd just quit the show and you guys get
That's
married.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
too.
What I think would happen.
Or you would be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, how fun
that
would
that
be?
That would be scandalous too.
Would that be good?
Yeah, but I would be, I don't know, I would be scared. Because I won't like anyone.
Hey, my
that happens.
It sure does. My question is, are you still going to be able to do Foch and Friends?
Yeah, you need to
remotely, probably. I would call in.
She's at the mansion. sipping wine at 8 a.m. in the morning, because that's what they do there.
The hey, can we get a horoscope, please? I know you're trying to find the love of your life right now, and that you got other important things to do, but we really need to know what's happening with the stars today. Well, best of luck to you. I hope they choose you, and I hope
I'm waiting for a call.
That maybe Katie from Russia could be on the next Bachelor.
How exciting. I can't wait. I hope it happens.
And then she gets stood up at the end. No, I'm sorry. Aww. You don't get the ring.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.